Hello and welcome. This is Father Kyle Schnipple. I'm pastor of two parishes here in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, the parish of Corpus Christi and the parish of St. John Newman in the Forest Park Fairfield area on the northwest side of the city. Back recording my homily for the fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time, which I'll be delivering this weekend at St. John Newman. It's a little shorter than I've gone the last couple weeks because we are offering anointing of the sick, as you will see in my homily for the weekend. We do tend to do it here at St. John Newman around the World Day of Prayer for the Sick, which is February 11th. But next weekend I'll be on retreat, so we're offering it this weekend. And my homily, I hope, will go something like this. In the biblical worldview, as people at the time of Jesus looked at the world, they saw disease and malady as spiritual realities. For them to be sick with a fever, to be afflicted with leprosy, to have a withered or malformed hand, whatever it was a result of sin. And not necessarily personal sin, but sin being in the world. There is this irregularity from God's plan, I'll call it. As we fell further away from God, from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, sin entered into the world and lifespans got shorter. Disease entered into the world as well. So for the people of Jesus's time, disease wasn't so much a medical problem as it was a spiritual problem. Now, we can look at that today and we can dismiss it and say, well, they just didn't understand microbiology. They didn't understand infectious disease. They didn't understand how the body worked. They didn't really have any idea of what sterilizing or cleanliness for germs in particular. And I know just one of the things that grew out of the sort of the Enlightenment era, the post-Enlightenment era, is looking back to previous centuries of life and sort of dismissing them as unenlightened or not ignorant, maybe ignorant, maybe it's not unintelligent because they were smart people, but just unaware perhaps of what we know today. And so we know better than them. What I'd like to say, that really doesn't do us favors. It certainly doesn't do them favors. It doesn't do us any favors either. Because when we look at the Gospels in that way, when we look and say, well, they just didn't understand infectious disease, it kind of demystifies the Gospels. And there can be, through that, an attempt to remove all the miracles from the public ministry of Jesus. And we've seen that play out in like the Jesus movement, trying to strip away the Jesus of myth from the Jesus of reality and all these other things. Don't think it when we do that, it doesn't help us understand who Jesus was. It doesn't help grow our faith. And so I think what we should rather do is acknowledge, we still want to recognize that there are spiritual dimensions to things that we face, especially when we face diseases or especially chronic diseases. Those often have a spiritual dimension to them that we can dismiss all too readily. Jesus knew they did. We can dismiss them, and we need to, I think, restore that. And I know this, frankly, I know this all too well. Every 6 months, shortly after the first of the year, shortly after the 1st of July, I take a survey for the National Databank for Rheumatoid Diseases. Because for the last 4 years, I've been diagnosed and have been receiving treatments for rheumatoid arthritis. Once a month, I go to get an IV infusion of medicine that allows me to move for the next 4 weeks, hopefully allows me to move for the next 4 weeks. And I'm so thankful to that medicine that really lowers stiffness and pain that I experience. I have a number of other autoimmune disorders as well. And in that survey that I have to take for the data bank, there are questions about, can I dress myself? That's a whole different story and kind of begs the question of why do priests wear black, you know? It's because we can't match colors worth anything. Can I go up and down a flight of stairs? Can I do my laundry? Can I do my dishes? Can I wash my hair without difficulty? I never really know how to answer that question in particular. But anyways, so there's a lot of questions about function, but then there are also questions about a mental disposition. Do you find it difficult to enjoy life? Do you struggle with motivation? Do you feel that life has a purpose? And you can rate those answers 1 to 5, 1 to 10, whatever it is. And what I've recognized in taking that survey now for a couple of years is that they're asking questions about depression, but when I look at them, they're asking questions about a spiritual reality. Because when we face something chronic, we have to look at these larger realities of life. And Jesus knows that. In our gospel passages, last week, this week, next week, these healings that he does over the spiritual world, over infectious disease, over leprosy, other things, he knows that there's this deeper spiritual reality to the diseases that we face. And the church knows this as well. And that's why she gives us the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, because the church knows that when we face these ongoing medical situations, or when we face a serious surgery, when we face a disease or a chronic disease, a chronic illness, we need grace to help face that, help in our struggle against it, not just from a physical point of view, but from a spiritual point of view as well. And so this weekend, we'd like to offer the sacrament of the sick to those who wish to receive it. Those who are facing chronic illness, those facing surgery, those experiencing some sort of mental illness, chronic illness, depression, arthritis, whatever requires ongoing treatment, you are all invited to receive this sacrament, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. And I make my way from the left of the church, from my left to across the church to the right. Just flag me down, I'll approach. Lay hands on you, anoint your forehead and the palms of your hands with the oil of the sick, to ask God's grace to help you bear this cross that you've been given, to lift up and to find joy in the midst of the things that we experience. And ask for Jesus's, not necessarily just a physical healing, but a spiritual one as well. God bless.